Well, good morning. Good morning to you. Good morning, everybody. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice, y'all. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Thank you, Jesus. Thank the Lord for this beautiful, beautiful day. Thank God for waking us up this morning, for keeping us in our right mind. Having the activities of our limbs. Yeah. God is good. He's great and greatly to be praised. That's my grandbird, my granddaughter's bird, Cha-Cha. And she's letting the world be know, hey, I got something to say too. And she's chirping her little heart out. This is the day God has made. Let us rejoice, y'all. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Great is his faithfulness towards us. Great is his mercy towards us. He says in his words that he will never leave us or forsake us. Great is his mercy towards us on this beautiful Sunday morning. We thank God for blessing us to inhale and to exhale. Blessing us to see the beautiful morning. Blessing us to be able to start our day in the right way. Yeah. We don't have no sad story to tell you. We don't have no complaints because he's been faithful. He's watched over us and kept us safe. Yeah. Yeah. I want to let you know that we have had serious weather, serious destruction in this metropolitan area in Missouri, in St. Louis. Yeah. Serious destruction. We had a tornado touchdown in St. Louis. Yeah. And the vicinity. A lot of devastation, a lot of pain, a lot of people lost everything. A lot of people lost everything. And then there were five people whose lives were lost due to the tornado. So before we go further, first of all, I want to offer prayer. Prayer for those who have lost everything and those who are hurting, those who are having to go through. Join me as I ask the Lord to cover them, to comfort them, to supply their needs, to help them in every way. Every way. Father, we just take this time out right now and we lift up those who have been affected by the severe tornado, those who have been affected by the aftermath. It's been severe winds, it's been rain, thunderstorms after the tornado. More damage. Lord, I lift up those that have been affected, Lord, in any kind of way. God, I ask you to meet their needs, even future needs. And Lord God, I ask you to bring help from the north, south, east, and west, from government. From wherever the help can come from. Dear God, I ask you to bless those that are hurting and that need. And dear Lord, I just ask you to give them peace and assurance that they will be all right. That you will carry them through this. And they'll be all right. And then, Lord, I pray that their future is bright. I pray that you would bless them with more than they had before. Places to stay. Homes. I pray that no one is left out. No one is on the street. I pray that you would meet them in their finances, Lord. I pray that the bills and things like that would be taken care of. All the financial needs would be met, taken care of. I pray that you would put your loving arms around those who are hurting and give them peace and comfort, and that you would supply every need. And those that are workers, the workers, Lord, that are moving trees and moving wood and moving debris and all of that, I pray that you would cover them with your grace and your mercy and strength. Give them strength in their bodies. In Jesus' name, we lift up those who've lost loved ones. I pray, God, that you would give them comfort in their heart. Put your loving arms around them and see them through the difficult days ahead. And Lord, I just pray that you would be in the hospital rooms and doctors' hands and nurses' hands and touch those who are in the hospital, those who are sick and afflicted. And dear God, it may be someone that we miss, but Lord, you know the need, and you know those who are homeless, those who don't know where they're going to lay their head. I pray that you would meet the needs of your people, every one of them. In Jesus' name, we lift them up to you. We thank you in advance for all you're doing and all you've done, and for future grace and mercy and for provision for your people. In Jesus' name, amen. We thank God because that's what he does. His grace is sufficient. That's what the Bible says. It says, my grace is sufficient for you. It's enough. I got you. That's what his word says. It says, my grace is sufficient. We have a word for you today. It's going to come from the book of Isaiah. The book of Isaiah. Isaiah, the sixth chapter. That's Old Testament. Isaiah, the sixth chapter. Our key verse is verse 8. Isaiah 6 and 8. Old Testament. Isaiah 6 and 8. I'm going to start at verse 1. Our key verse is verse 8, okay? In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord seated on a throne, high and exalted. And the train of his robe filled the temple. Verse 2, above him were seraphims, which were six wings, with each with six wings. With two wings they covered their faces. With two they covered their feet. And with two they were flying. And they were calling to one another, holy, holy, holy is the Lord Almighty. The whole earth is full of his glory. At the sound of their voices, the doorposts and the threshold shook, and the temple was filled with smoke. Verse 5, woe to me, I cried. I am ruined, for I am a man of unclean lips. And I live among people of unclean lips. And my eyes have seen the King, the Lord Almighty. Verse 6 says, then one of the seraphs flew to me with the live coal in his hand, which he had taken with tongs from the altar. And with it he touched my mouth and said, see, this has touched your lips. Your guilt is taken away, and your sin is atoned for. And now here's our key verse, verse 8. Then I heard the voice of the Lord saying, whom shall I send? And who will go for us? And I said, here am I. Send me. Here am I. Send me. That's it. Title of our message is A Pure Heart. A Pure Heart. The Bible says in Matthew the 5th chapter, verse 8, that's New Testament, it says that it takes a pure heart to see God. Yeah, that's one of the Beatitudes. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. You can attend church services, read your Bible, you can pray, you can go here and there, not miss a beat. Make sure you're in the church. Make sure you're doing this. And you can be on the usher board, be in the choir, be on the deacon board. But if sin is in your heart, if you haven't accepted Jesus Christ as your Savior, if you're just there because it's a nice place to go and you've been going, y'all's family been going there for years, so you just start going too. If that's what you do and haven't truly accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, sin is still in your heart and sin fills your heart, and you on Sundays you at church, but on every other day you doing whatever you want to do and say and think and act. And if God is not in the picture, then you won't see God. Isaiah, the book of Isaiah, the Lord is asking, who shall I send? And who will go for us? Isaiah said, here am I. Send me. I'll do your bidding. I'll speak for you, Lord. Do you have a relationship with Lord Jesus Christ? Or are you faithfully? Have you been going, doing, serving, working, but without that relationship? You know of him. You heard of him. You've heard what other people have said. If you haven't accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, you're living so far beneath your privilege. You'll know when you've encountered God. If you have accepted Jesus Christ as your Savior, you will know the very time, you will know the very minute, you will know when this happened. Yeah. Your life will no longer be the same. Isaiah was concerned with the death of King Uzziah. He was the king of Judah. But he was disoriented. He didn't really know about his heavenly king, God Almighty. Then something happened that forever changed Isaiah's life. God, in his awesome majesty, appeared to Isaiah in the temple, surrounded by heavenly creatures. You can read about it, get your Bibles and read about it. That whole 6th chapter of the book of Isaiah. In the book of Isaiah, God's presence made Isaiah aware of his sinfulness. Isaiah knew of God, but it wasn't in his heart. One of the seraphim came to him with burning coal and cleansed Isaiah of his sin. Immediately, Isaiah began to hear things he had never heard before. Now he was aware of a conversation in heaven concerning who might be worthy to be God's messenger to the people. Let me tell you something. When God comes in your heart, when you've accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, your life is changed completely. Your senses, your compassion is different. And the Holy Spirit dwells in you and you see things differently. You hear things differently. That's the Spirit of God that dwells in you. Your life is completely changed. 360. Okay? So in the case of Isaiah, now he was aware of a conversation in heaven concerning who might be worthy to be God's messenger to the people. Isn't that something? He was heard this conversation in heaven. Like I said, when the Lord changes your heart, you are never the same. This prompted Isaiah's eager response. Isaiah heard the question. Verse 8. Then I heard the voice of the Lord saying, "Who shall I send, and who will go for us?" And I said, "Here am I. Send me." Now that God had cleansed Isaiah, he was aware of heavenly concerns and prepared to offer himself in God's service. Before, Isaiah had been preoccupied with earthly things. Now his concern was with the matters of God. Sanctification, set aside to be used by God, prepares you to see and hear God, to have compassion, to have love for everybody. What about if they don't love you? Still love on them. Care about them. There were so many that didn't love Jesus. They crucified him. They wanted him dead. He wanted him gone. They shouted, "Crucify him." But love took him to the cross. Love caused him to give his life. Sanctification. Once you have accepted Christ, that enables you to go further and serve him. Isaiah said, "I'll go." God asked, "Who will go for us?" Isaiah said, "I'll go. Here am I. Send me." God wants you to do this. If God touches your heart and say, "I want you to go there. I want you to do this." You feel an unction. You feel a pull. You feel a calling to do this, to go there, to start this, to do that, to do the work. What will your answer be? He didn't just save you for you to just be saved, but there's so much to be done. There's so many that don't know Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. There's so much to be done. Isaiah says, here am I. Send me. What's your answer? It's a lot of people hurting from this through the tornado. And there's a lot of people that's homeless. Not even through the tornado, just because of life. And then there's people in your family that don't know the Lord. Who's going to go for us, God asks. Who's going to tell that family that I am God Almighty and that I love them and that I want a relationship with them? Who's going to tell? Does it have to be a pastor? Does it have to be a priest? Has God changed your heart? Is God dwelling in you? God asked the question, who will go for us? Isaiah says, here am I. Send me. Only God can purify your heart. Allow him to remove any impurities that hinder your relationship with him. Then your service to him will have meaning as you offer your consecrated life. You will be effective. You will be effective in drawing the lost. You'll be effective in serving the people. You'll be effective in helping to meet the needs. Yeah. Well, did God say that you have to be of this faith, or do you have to be of this nationality, or you have to? No. He created us all. And then the question was, who will go? Out of his creation, who will go? Isaiah says, here am I. What's your answer? Is it because, well, do you have to have this title, or do you have to do this, or do you have, what's your excuses? Well, I'm not in church like that. I'm not one of those. God touched Isaiah's heart right where he was. See, Isaiah hadn't been with a relationship with God. He hadn't been walking with God. The angel touched his heart and cleansed him. He cleansed him, and that enabled him to be able to serve God. Do you have your excuses all lined up? Well, it's because this and this and that and that. And yeah, no, I haven't contacted my family members, or yeah, well, no, I haven't. God says, who will go? Who will serve these people? Or are you comfortable just as you are? You know, many times you can be a walking Bible just by the compassion that you show, just by your love that you show, just by the thoughtfulness you show. Well, what if everybody else is doing their thing and they're lying, and my buddies are lying. They all lie. They cheat. They all cheat. You know if you're a cheater. You know if you're a liar. You know that. You know who you are. You know what you're doing. You know if it's been okay. You've been doing it for a long time. Allow God to change your heart. Allow God to be able to use you just like he used Isaiah. God says, who will go for us? Isaiah says, here am I. Is that your answer? What is your answer? Because just like in my city, I mean, the tornado affected my family. My daughter lives in the area. They didn't have electric. They didn't have this and that because of the tornado, severe weather. And so many people, I went to pick her up and take her to the store. But so many people all around, huge trees in their yard, houses tore up. And it wasn't, and this was in a county area. This was in a more affluent area. It doesn't matter. Your service can be anywhere. So never, ever, ever think, well, that's them. It could be you. It could be your family. Because the interesting thing about this devastation that happened with the tornado in Missouri, it hit the affluent and it hit the non-affluent. We went down streets where million-dollar homes were. Huge trees toppled over. Some of the streets you couldn't go down. Huge trees. Trees landing on houses. The reason why I'm saying this is that we don't know. We don't know what tomorrow holds, but we know who holds tomorrow. We don't know what each day brings, but we know that as long as he's in our hearts, we're all right. We're going to be all right. He holds our future. God asks, well, who's going to go for us? My question to you is, Are you willing to show compassion and grace? Are you willing to show mercy? Are you willing to be there, help others? Are you willing to spread Christ's love? Are you willing to go for God? Be that spokesperson. Are you willing to be that person to help and to do the work right here, right now? You might not can get there and lift up boards. You might not be able to do that and that, but maybe you could send $20 to help. Or maybe you can call and check on your family members. Tell them about the goodness of God. Tell them about, hey, you know what? I haven't talked to you in a long time, but I've been thinking about you. How y'all doing? Do you think maybe we could get together for this Memorial Day? Or you think we can get together and draw our family together? Do you think we could get together and have some cake and show kindness towards one another and usher in the summer months differently than we spent all these other months, all these other years? Let me tell you about the one that gave his life for all of us. Are you willing? God says, who will go for us? Isaiah says, here am I. Send me. This is Pastor Donna Evans. You're on Trinity Talks. I pray that your day is blessed. Continue to serve and do the work of the Lord. Contact the radio station if you want to support this broadcast. contact the radio station. God bless you. God keep you is my prayer.